and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's December the 5th, 2007. It's the birthday of the essayist and novelist Joan Didion, born in Sacramento, 1934, author of Slouching Toward Bethlehem, The White Album, and most recently The Year of Magical Thinking. Joan Didion, who said, "My only advantage as a reporter is that I am so physically small, so temperamentally unobtrusive, and so neurotically inarticulate that people tend to forget that my presence runs counter to their best interests, and it always does. Writers are always selling somebody out." It's the birthday of the essayist and humorist Calvin Trillin, born in Kansas City, 1935, who started out working for the religion section of Time magazine, which he didn't like, so he said, "I finally got out of that by prefixing everything with alleged. I write about the alleged parting of the Red Sea, even the alleged crucifixion, and eventually they let me go." In 1967, Trillin started writing a column for the New Yorker magazine called U.S. Journal, writing about ordinary people who didn't usually get covered in the national press. He was out on the road writing U.S. Journal, eating in all sorts of restaurants, and so started writing about food. At a time when most food writers focused on gourmet food, Trillin wrote about what you might call comfort food, such as barbecue ribs. His first collection, American Fried, The Adventures of a Happy Eater, in which he said that the top four or five restaurants in the world are in Kansas City. His most recent book is his memoir, About Alice. It came out last year. It's the birthday of the novelist James Lee Burke, born in Houston, 1936, best known for his detective novels about Dave Robichaux, an ex-policeman, Vietnam veteran, and recovering alcoholic. And the writer John Barrett, born in Syracuse, 1939, an editor at Esquire magazine when he took a trip to Savannah, wrote a book about it, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, broke the record for consecutive weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, and it's believed to have increased tourism in Savannah by about 50%. Here's a poem for today by Philip Schultz entitled Failure. "To pay for my father's funeral, I borrowed money from people he already owed money to. One called him a nobody. No, I said, he was a failure. You can't remember a nobody's name. That's why they're called nobodies. Failures are unforgettable. The rabbi who read a stock eulogy about a man who didn't belong to or believe in anything was both a failure and a nobody. He failed to imagine the son and wife of the dead man being shamed by each word. To understand that not believing in or belonging to anything demanded a kind of faith and buoyancy. An uncle counting on his fingers my father's business failures, a parking lot that raised geese, a motel that raffled honeymoons, a bowling alley with roving mariachis, failed to love and honor his brother, who showed him how to whistle under covers, steal apples with his right or left hand. Indeed, my father was comical. His watches pinched, he tripped on his pants cuffs, and snored loudly in movies where his weariness overcame him finally. He didn't believe in savings, insurance, newspapers, vegetables, good or evil, human frailty, history, or God. Our family avoided us, fearing boils. I left town, but failed to get away." Failure, a poem by Philip Schultz, from his collection entitled Failure, published by Harcourt, Incorporated, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.